This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's Caroline and Ezra on Evening Edition's Top 5 at 5. Now, of course, this is a development on a particular story that has gained traction in recent days. You'll remember that the Health Ministry solicited videos on the ills of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender activities. And, of course, the premise of these videos was trying to indicate some sort of creativity of how to prevent and control such inclinations. Of course, they were criticized for that, and they were defended the competition by saying its goal was to empower teens to make wise decisions. But of course, there was a lot of pushback with regards to the competition. And now the Ministry of Health has pledged to remove references to the LGBT community in this video competition following a meeting with several activists and members of civil society.
Yep, that's right. So transgender activist Nisha Ayub was at the meeting, and essentially what she said was that the ministry agreed to make the changes to the video competition by tomorrow. They basically agreed to replace the term gender confusion with gender and sexuality, and also drop any references to the LGBT community. But, you know, let's not hear it from me. Let's just go straight to the source.
That's right. Well, we're crossing over to social rights activist Nisha Ayub herself, who was at the meeting with the Ministry of Health. Nisha, thank you very much for being with us. You got a good outcome from the discussion that you had with the Ministry of Health. What did you say at this meeting, and what were their reactions?
Yes, definitely. Yesterday was an amazing day, and I was also actually kind of overwhelmed with their reaction, because they are very positive towards whatever I mentioned, whatever the points that I made up. And the points that I made up towards them was basically in regards of the misleading information of the competition itself, you know, where they mentioned about gender confusion, right? And I was trying to correct them as in regards of what is the difference between one's gender identity and also one's sexuality, right? And they were very, very open, and they were very calm at the same time. And not just that, I was still trying to make them understand that, you know, when you do such videos or projects, right, not just it will actually create an uninhibiting environment for the LGBT community, but at the same time, you will actually make the community to go more underground, right? And so I actually printed a copy of a group chat in Facebook where they were basically mentioning about, you know, let's do violence against trans people now and all the stuff, you know. So I was trying to portray that when the ministry sends the wrong message and so on, this will actually automatically create hatred and so violence against trans people. And they were very shocked. They were very shocked to see that, and they apologized with true heart. And rather than being a very strict meeting, it became a conversation, and it was more like they were open towards what I was saying, and I felt really, really honored to be there, basically.
Well, I think that's really wonderful to hear. I mean, I guess to a degree, a little bit surprising that this, you know, this conversation is only taking place now. You would expect the Ministry of Health, I suppose, to understand those nuances, but great to hear that it's happening anyway. Do you see this as a significant step forward for greater recognition by, say, the government towards the LGBT community?
Yes, I do see, and based on the statement given by the Ministry of MOH recently, to show that they do recognize LGBT people, and at the same time, they would basically also include LGBT people in regards of their prevention work and so on. So from that angle, it's a positive step, but there's still a but there. But again, you know, this is just a subdivision of the ministry, you know, and we have other ministries that we need to engage with. And yes, it's a first step, but we need to work more on it. And it has to start not just from the community, but it has to start also from the ministry. And I applaud this division of the ministry, which basically, you know, directly, openly, even openly say that they want to engage with, especially with the community directly, you know. And I always mention this since the beginning. Whatever project, whatever things that you want to do in regards of the LGBT community, you know, or any other minorities, make sure you include them at the beginning of any, you know, meetings or whatsoever, you see. Not doing something that you think which is good for other people, if you know what I mean, right? And one more thing which I need to also emphasize, I support any kind of prevention programs health programs or whatsoever, as long they will not include corrective approach or corrective therapy.
Thank you very much, Nisha, for taking the time to speak to us. That was social rights activist Nisha Ayub. Of course, last year she was the recipient of the prestigious International Women of Courage Award as well.
And I mean, if we just stay on that for just a little bit, I mean, Nisha is the main spokesperson, and she was in prison for 3 months for dressing and behaving like a woman and appearing in public, and that was in the year 2000. So now, I guess 17 years later, but she's a key figure leading this charge to Putrajaya nonetheless. I mean, sure, it could have happened sooner, but the fact that it's happening at all is, I think, it's a great thing. So, with this incident, we've seen a couple of ripple effects, and not just what we're seeing online, but in response to the controversy surrounding the whole video competition held by the Ministry of Health, a local filmmaker, Grim Film Productions, and comedian Dr. Jason Leong, they've teamed up to create their own version of a creative video competition. Now, that's aimed at showing support to the LGBT community. So we have on the line Grim Film co-founder Jared Lee. Thanks for joining us, Jared. Could you talk to us more about your version of the competition?
Our version of the competition is basically anything that's pro-LGBT. And the video, as long as it doesn't exceed 3 minutes, it could be from 10 seconds up to 3 minutes, and people can submit it via a YouTube link and email it over to the email that stated hello@thegreenfilm.com. And we are giving the best, most creative video done, $1,001.
And Jared, I guess, of course, you know, given these recent developments about how the Ministry of Health has dropped the LGBT references, will you still be proceeding with the competition as planned?
Yeah, definitely. Of course, we won't like suddenly just stop because the MOH decided to just take out the gender confusion category. In the end of the day, the competition that we organize is not just to sort of like rebel against whatever MOH announced in their competition, but we just wanted to voice out our standpoint, and it's basically a competition with very good intentions. Like, it's not just a competition to show like we are fighting against you or anything like that. It's purely of good intention.
Jared, thank you very much for being with us. That was Jared Lee, co-founder of Grim Film Production. So there you go, listeners. The submission address for this competition is hello@thegrimfilm.com. Submissions end on 31st of August. And as for the Ministry of Health competition, you can keep an eye out for their updates on their website, infosehat.gov.my. We've got more stories coming up on the Evening Edition's Top 5 at 5. It's BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.